بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. براء بن عازب رضي الله تعالى عنه, companion of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, said, أمرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بعيادة المريض واتباع الجنازة وتشميت العاطس. He said, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم instructed us to do certain good and righteous deeds whenever we have the ability to do so. Number one, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, is to visit the sick. You will notice that these instructions and these acts of righteousness are related to acts of kindness to the next Muslim, to the next human being. So first, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, is to visit the sick. Number two, ittiba'ul janazah, to participate in the janazah of a Muslim person, especially somebody close, a relative, somebody you know. That person has a right over you that you should take part in that janazah. Number three, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, tashmeetul aqis, to respond to the one who sneezes and says alhamdulillah. When he says alhamdulillah, it is your duty to respond by saying yarhamukallah. The first thing Adam alayhi salam did when the ruh was inserted into his body is he sneezed. And when he sneezed, he said alhamdulillah. The first word the human creature uttered was alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, inspired to him by Allah. So what a great form of dhikr it is. So when he says alhamdulillah, it is the right that you should say yarhamukallah. Wa ijabatu da'i, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, respond to the invitation. If you are given an invitation, then it is the right that he has over you that you should honor the invitation and respond to the invitation. The next instruction Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says is waraddu salam, to respond to the greeting. When he greets you, it is the right that he has over you that you should respond to that salam and greet him back. And the last Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says is nusratul mazloom, to help and to come to the assistance of an oppressed person. You know somebody is wrong, somebody is being oppressed in whatever way, to assist that person and have that person released from that oppression. May Allah grant us understanding.